October 2nd is Mahatma Gandhi's birthday. He might well be India's most successful export to the world, next to curry. Though these days, there's more lip service than true devotion to his ideals. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Gopal Gandhi was only 2 and a half when Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated. But he had a vantage most of us do not have. He is Gandhi's grandson. And I spoke to him after the publication of his book, A Frank Friendship, Gandhi and Bengal, A Descriptive Chronology. He says he would be taken to his prayer meetings.
I used to go and sit with him. And then he used to start the meeting by saying, Shant ho jaiye. There was a lot of murmuring in the crowd, probably talking, Shant ho jaiye, Shant ho jaiye. I used to mimic him and say, Shant ho jaiye, Shant ho jaiye. And he loved that and laughed.
The phrase, Shant ho jaiye, or please calm down and stop talking, came back to Gandhi's grandson after Gandhi was assassinated in 1948 when little Gopal was taken to see the body.
I'm told that on the day he was shot and I was taken by my parents to the house, and I saw him lying down and a lot of talk happening all around. I said, Bapu so rahe, shant ho jaye.
But while Gandhi was revered as the father of the nation, he was also criticized for setting impossible standards.
He was also setting a gold standard. And in an era where we are surrounded by base metals and sheer lead, it is good to have a gold standard, which is what Gandhi was.
But was it easier to be a gold standard outside the home, to be the father of the nation rather than father of the family?
The gold standard was very hard on the first son, on Harilal, who was made of his own kind of gold.
Harilal felt constrained trying to be a businessman in Calcutta and being Gandhi's son.
Father's well-known first son, expected to follow his father's well-known principles of conduct, personal, professional, business, very tough. And he paid a very tough price for it as well. But the other sons, I think, understood their father a bit better, not without difficulties also. But they all saw and felt the touch of that standard, touching and entering their own lives.
But perhaps this was Harilal Gandhi's role in the myth of the Mahatma.
There was a great role which Harilal was given by destiny, which was to offer to the world the image of a father who fails as a father, even as he triumphs as a leader, and whose failure as a father, an admission of failure as a father, becomes part of that triumph.
Gopal Gandhi says the family had to make peace with a father who was larger than life, one who belonged to not just them or even to India, but to the whole world.
On the day after the assassination, the Chicago Tribune had a fantastic drawing. It can be called a cartoon, but it is one of the most moving things I've seen. It has Gandhi walking out of planet Earth, not just India, not focused on India, but planet Earth, walking out. He's just holding a piece of paper which says, Apostle of Peace. And the world is spewing fumes called hatred, intolerance, violence.
Gandhi's message of nonviolence might have won many Oscars, but it seems largely swept aside in a world of bloody conflict. Gopal Gandhi says each October 2nd, he feels both proud and conflicted about the world we live in.
The future of our country as part of an imperiled planet in which, how many? I believe 12,000 nuclear warheads, which can be deployed at any moment, can turn our planet into a vapor of smoke by terror or error or swagger and the prospect of global warming sending oceanic waves into all our coasts.
But he takes comfort in the fact that men like Gandhi never truly die, even when the world seems to turn its back on them. The New York Times game Spelling Bee refuses to accept Tiffin as a valid word, but is okay with Mahatma. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.